Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But joining us now, a guy who's got his own, his flavor, his style, his vibe from TerrapinTimes.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Plenty happening at the University of Maryland this weekend. He's Keith Cavanaugh. Keith, good morning. How are you feeling?
Bob, we used to call you two-pack. Now we call you quarter keg, well, but I digress.
Two packs of cigarettes, maybe.
With, all is good. Beautiful day.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to recruiting first. Basketball and football, a couple of gets for the programs over the past 5 or 6 days.
Yeah, the good news is when Junior County, a Terp target, committed to UConn last week, well, Caden House, who we've spoke about before from Compass Prep down in Arizona, of course, Eddie House's son, who, if I'm not mistaken, way back in the day, Maryland recruited him briefly, Pops, before he went to Arizona State in the NBA. But Caden House, 6'2 guard, top 40, four-star out of Arizona, visited last month, but he's a volume shooter scorer. They're replenishing the guards very well, but he's got to go find two portal bigs because there's no bigs left in the high school ranks. Of course, Baba, probably a lean towards Arkansas right now, number one player. Now, he's a 6'10 small forward out of Montgomery County. All of done. I'm not holding my breath on him. But Caden, their third commit, that's very nice. You know, he had some good offers, you know, Connecticut, Vandy, St. John's, but he popped last week. And then Daryl Carey on the football side, Bob, with the Penn State turnover with James Franklin, he decommitted from Penn State. Three-star safety out of DeMatha. Long-rangey kid at 6'2", 6'2 and a half. He came on board 2 days ago. It was mostly expected. So the good news is, getting a three-star from DeMatha and getting any kid right now is good. The bad news is the football class is still ranked 81st in the country.
Yikes.
Bob Haney. It's all three stars. And Randy Edsall used to even get higher rated classes than that. So they're going to have to finish strong. There's not a lot out there. And then you got to hold on to all these guys. There's 12 commits. Zion Ali at the five-star from St. Francis is counted in that national ranking, but he'll never matriculate in Maryland. Someone's going to come in and poach him at the end. We've never held our breath on him. Looks good on paper. But Daryl Carey, you know, get a guy in like that, develop him, and he's from DeMatha, so that's always good. So Penn State's loss is Maryland's gain. Now, if Franklin gets Virginia Tech, I'm sure he'll try to swoop back in on Carey. So recruiting madness all the time.
All right, let's get to the game tomorrow night before we talk about the gold rush down at Xfinity. Terps, they've lost four in a row. We know the drill. Coming off the debacle against Indiana. I mean, Rutgers had their own debacle last week against Illinois. They're favored by 2.5. Quarterback looks like he can do some things for sure. Might be prone to the turnover, get sacked a lot. How do you see this one unfolding tomorrow at 2:30? As the Maryland offense has kind of gone into sleepy time the last couple of
weeks. Yeah, I mean, Locks needs to go down to D.C. and find the U.S. Patent Office and get a patent on new ways to lose every week. They are very creative. So this past week, it was Malik having his worst game ever. Malik throwing to the other team as opposed to his own team. And then Terp ball carriers getting stripped repeatedly. We're talking about coaching up fundamentals. Why is Malik still throwing off his back foot? Why is he throwing into double, triple, quadruple, and whatever next coverage after four. So you're seeing every week different issues crop up. This is the most winnable game left. Rutgers defense is like a sieve. They're terrible. Quarterback and offense has been very up and down. But if they don't get this game, and, yeah, they're underdogs up there, No. Next up, you know, you got at Illinois ranked, and then Michigan home ranked, and then at Sparty, who may be playing for John L. Smith's job in the finale, the last game of the season. But Maryland just can't get it right, kind of coming unglued on the field. Some of Loxley's comments of late have kind of come unglued as well. I guess we could spend a whole hour discussing those. But still looking to put two halves together, string some quarters together, find a run game. The tackling has really regressed, getting guys down to the ground. You know, they've got the injured guys back. Mathis played sparingly last week. Everybody should be full tilt this week. But the biggest concern is the regression of Malik. Now, they are playing real teams now, i.e. Indiana. Now, Rutgers is not so much. But again, the backdrop to all this, they're playing the most powder puff schedule Maryland's ever played that I can recall. So they should be making more hay and not continuing to beat themselves.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. So Maryland Rutgers, you can hear the game 105.7 The Fan tomorrow. Now tonight, you can hear on The Fan, College Hoops men, Terps taking on Georgetown. And Keith, you and I are old enough to remember the games at the old D.C. Armory where Ernie Graham went over and patted John Thompson on his head because John Thompson was about to kill Lefty Driesell in those games in the late 70s and early 80s. The rivalry, I guess, the matchup stopped after 1980 with the exception of a redo in 16 and 17. Then they met in 93 and then the 01 tournament. But is this, before we get to the game, with the relationship that Cooley and Buzz have from their big East days, is this something that could get reignited at least on a semi-annual basis?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Buzz loves the big early season schedule. I mean, you got Marquette coming up, Gonzaga, UNLV, Georgetown tonight. Should be a sellout, Gold Rush, 6 o'clock game. Get there early. And, of course, we can't forget back in the day, the Capitol Center, Joe Smith, Keith Booth, Curtis Schultz, and Dwayne, huge games there. What did Curtis have, the big steal or the rebound? I can't remember. And they finished that game out when they were underdogs. What was that, Othello Harrington days?
Yeah, Georgetown, Joe Smith's first game, and he went off like the guy that would be eventually 26. The first pick of the draft. Yeah,
and so anyhow, fast forward to now, Cooley's got it going on. It's year two. He's got a boatload of portals. Of course, Malik Mack from Harvard, who at the advent of NIL a couple of years ago, wasn't he the kid who put out a $3 million bounty on himself saying, hey, I'll come to your school for $3 million. Most people passed. He wanted to go to Michigan, but he settled on Georgetown. Then, of course, they got Lewis, the transfer guard from Arizona. And, of course, Bob, the return of DHS. Deshaun Harris-Smith, our former Terp from last year, he's a rotational piece at Georgetown this year. But they don't have much in the front court. So I love the fact the two guards came back from Maryland the other day. Still have three guys out, and I don't think Rice will go tonight. But the spacing, guys getting separation, ball movement, distribution to open shooters, knocking down 10 three-pointers, 11 forced turnovers in the first half. Transition D was a little choppy at times, but Coit, that guy can fill it. Now he may be a slight defensive liability at his size, but he can fill it and he can distribute. You got multiple point guards. You have a lot of ways to go. You still have three guys out, but that was a different team than the first scrimmage. Clearly with the two guards back, Watts coming in, knocking down three balls. You know, we were concerned after the first game, who's going to throw it in the ocean. And Mills is really kind of like that junkyard dog. So Payne's got to stay involved, got to pound the paint tonight. He cannot get in foul trouble. He cannot get injured after him. They're kind of, you know, light in the front court. But you got to love Buzz and all these interchangeable parts. And once they fully get healthy, which obviously won't be this year with Passmore out for the whole year, and Solomon Washington should be back in about a month and a half. I'm really excited about this team and his demeanor and how he's building this, you know, this chemistry, because look at a guy like Darius Adams now. He's back off the ball at combo. He's electric. He can get to the basket. He can get to the foul line. And Payne 100% from the free throw line, where a year ago he was only a 58% shooter. So a lot of good things and a lot of encouragement and very exciting tilt tonight.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Keith, we'll let you roll. Anything else we need to know? I mean, men's soccer trying to win the Big Ten.
Oh, yeah.
Number one in the country.
They've had a drought the last couple of years. A lot of their stars left early, and the women are rolling. They finally got some women's hoops. They got some bigs now, and you know, they're top 10 and ascending higher and higher. So it's that crazy season, football, basketball, recruiting, tiddlywinks, whatever else, Parcheesi are playing tonight during the game. So it's all good, and hopefully football can scratch out one or two more, somehow get to the postseason. But, you know, you heard the Boo Birds last week at Bergen or Maryland Stadium for Locks, and how we reacted. It was a little bizarre, but we can save that for later. So go Terps this weekend, starting tonight, 6.
Keith Cavanaugh, have a great weekend. Talk to you next Friday.
You too, Bob. Thanks.
You got it. Keith Cavanaugh will come back reset for you. Coming up top of the hour, news from the Nets. Going to hear from the Ravens, head of the matchup against Minnesota, coming up 1 o'clock on Sunday. Ravens still 4.5-point favorites. Buy or sell, where's the weekend money? Hopefully we're counting that, talking about sports subjects of the day. And then Jerry Coleman, get his thoughts on what happened with the Orioles. Albernaz won the press conference. That's all great. Can they win some games?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.